The estimate that we have for this year, which is just under 700,000 pounds usable weight, is the lowest estimate for the 9 years. And we've seen a steady decline in our estimate since the first couple years. It topped out at about 1,200,000 pounds was our estimate for subsistence halibut harvest in the state in 2004-2005. And since then, there's been a steady, moderate decline to about 700,000 this past year.
And this is statewide?
That's right.
When we look at Southeast Alaska, can you tell me in the region, has there been a trend up or down, and generally what the catch is broken out to Southeast?
Southeast provides about 55% of the statewide total subsistence halibut harvest. So our estimate for Southeast kind of drives to a large degree what the state estimate is. And the general downward trend also pertains to Southeast. For example, we estimated in 2004 almost 700,000 usable pounds is the subsistence halibut harvest in Southeast Alaska. And for 2011, the most recent year now that we have an estimate for, it's just under 400,000 pounds.
Are we looking at less effort or simply lower catches, considering we've seen, for instance, the commercial quota drop so low over the past 6 or 7 years so abundance decline? Or can you tell what this is due to?
We can only speculate because we don't ask on the survey directly for comparisons with other years from the fishers. But there are a couple things that we can note. First of all, the size of halibut in the subsistence halibut fishery did drop from about an average of 22, 23 pounds per fish in the early years of our project to about 18 pounds per fish right now. So that drives in some ways our estimate of usable pounds. The decline in the number of fish harvested has been less than the decline in pounds harvested. That said, we also have learned from the people we do talk with in a more informal way that harvest success has dropped, that abundance is down. We don't think that the decline can be attributed entirely to less effort.
How many people in the state have a so-called shark card, a halibut subsistence card to harvest subsistence halibut?
For 2011, which was our study year, just over 11,000 people held subsistence halibut registration certificates that we call shark cards. And we send out a mail survey to virtually all of them, and we got 68% of our surveys back, which is really phenomenal. It's a very, very good return rate for which is basically a voluntary system of reporting. And we estimate that of those 11,000 or so subsistence shark card holders, that about 4,700 participated in the subsistence halibut fishery in 2011. And that also is down from almost 6,000 that we estimated in 2006 and 2007. The number of sharks that are held by Alaskans has also dropped. The number of active shark cards peaked in 2007 at about 15,000.
Tell me about Petersburg's participation and survey returns and so on. What have you seen out of here?
Well, Petersburg has the third largest number of people registered in the subsistence halibut program. In 2011, it was 976 shark holders, which is second only to Kodiak and Sitka. And Petersburg has one of the highest return rates for our surveys at 77%, which is really outstanding, and it's something we really appreciate. Petersburg also has the third highest estimated harvest for Alaskan communities, again, second only to Kodiak and Sitka.
And has Petersburg followed the regional and statewide trend of declining subsistence harvests and declining participation over the last few years?
Especially with regarding the subsistence harvest, Petersburg's numbers have dropped. For the first couple years, the estimates were between 60 and 70,000 usable pounds. 2011 was the lowest, just at about 40,000 usable pounds. But the participation in the subsistence fishery doesn't show the same level of decline. We estimated that there were about a little over 400 individuals in Petersburg, about 425, 440 in 2005, 2006, who participated in the subsistence halibut fishery. And our estimate for 2011 was 370. So that doesn't match the decline in the harvest. So there has been less success for people from Petersburg subsistence fishing and harvesting halibut.